Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have three folks to tell us a little bit about Kids Fishing Day, which is happening at Swan Lake this Saturday. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, it's such a sober morning. I'm going to start with Ben Mann. You are representing the Forest Service.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your first fishing day?
No, this isn't. This is actually my second year. I help organize the event for on behalf of the Forest Service, along with Sharon and Troy here. This will be the second year that I've been in charge of organization, and a third year that I've been involved with the event.
And this event, this is an annual event. Who was the ringleader? Was it Rotary, Shannon? I'm sorry, Sharon.
I believe it was Rotary. It was our first event in 1941 after we formed the club.
That's great, because they thought the mission of the club is sort of to get communities involved.
We're a community service organization, and we want to do things for the community and get kids involved.
And was it always at Swan Lake?
I'm not sure if it was always at Swan Lake. I would assume it was, but I wasn't around then.
Well played. Very good. And Troy, you're from Fish and Game.
Yes, ma'am.
Also one of the organizers. And what's Fish and Game's role with the fishing day?
Well, we help plant some of the rainbow trout in the lake. They come from Sukhoi Lake up on North Cruz Off. And we encourage, we're an organization of encouraging fishing. We provide fishing rods for the kids if they don't have them. It's also the one day a year in Swan Lake where we write an emergency order that allows the use of bait and eliminates the size limit in the lake.
And again, what type of fish are populated in there?
Rainbow trout, mostly.
Okay. And then what's the bait?
Oh, well, it's whatever you would choose to use. In freshwaters in southeast Alaska, bait is only allowed for a short time, usually in the fall in freshwater systems. So we have to actually write a regulation for a single day that allows you to use bait.
So someone can bring their secret bait that they've been bringing for years.
Yes.
For their kiddo to have success in fishing. So, Ben, when these kids do fish at Swan Lake, is it just from the shore, or can they be in a boat?
Well, they can do either. If they have means to get out on the water, they certainly can. And that always obviously is a lot of fun for the kids to be able to get out and actually paddle around. You would want to definitely bring a PFD, a flotation device, if you're going to be out on the lake, of course, just for safety's sake. It's a small body of water, but it's still a body of water, and it's cold. If you go in, want to float, and along the same lines, even the kids fishing from shore, especially the smaller ones, it's probably not a bad idea if some of those even have a PFD. There's that really nice little dock they have out there, and it could get a little crowded. It depends on the turnout that we have this year, so it wouldn't be a bad idea for all the kids, even on shore, to have some sort of flotation device just for protection.
And when we're talking kids, this this age group is 2 to 12 years old. I mean, this is really sort of a young group. Mm-hmm. Sharon, I know you have kids who have participated in the past. What do you think their favorite part of the day is?
Catching the fish and bringing them in and winning the prizes.
Oh, there's prizes, of course. And are there categories? Is it just you caught a fish?
No, there are categories. I think right now we have four or five categories, and each age group, we have them split up so that like 2 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 12, boys and girls separated out so that everyone kind of gets to win something, hopefully. And then we have registration prizes usually at the end as well so that people kind of get, just for participating at all.
And the prizes, is it like the fishing derby? So I'm going to win $7,000? For biggest fish?
Not this year. no, our prizes are actually, most of our prizes are donated from the stores in the community. And so we gather the prizes. Rotary goes out and gathers the prizes. And then we work with the Forest Service, usually, and we put them together as to what each a category winner will get.
Ben, have you been shopping all over town for prizes?
I have done a little bit of shopping, yes.
Do you have an eye for what a fishing kid would like to win?
I certainly hope so. I think so, but I certainly hope so.
Well, it'd be nice that there's something for everyone. And speaking of that, Troy, having been to past derbies, it's not just fishing. Aren't there some other booths for people to visit?
Oh, yeah. Traditionally in the past, we've had like a bug booth where we collect aquatic insects. Sometimes there's fish painting. There's hot dogs, of course.
By the Rotary Club.
By the Rotary Club, yeah.
You need a snack with all that activity.
Mm-hmm. We have, last year we tried, we have just some magnetic fish. That if you weren't catching anything in the lake, you could come in and try catching some magnetic fish.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's my kind of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And having participated, I should say, in full disclosure, I was I'm a former Rotary Club member. I worked the fish print booth, and these activities are not just kid-centric. I had to sort of shoo away some adults and say, please let the children do a print. So this is definitely family-oriented, and we alluded that the Rotary Club is always there, and you'll be selling snacks, but also you're a big setting up. Do you still need volunteers to help out?
I think we're okay. We have between the groups here that are the Forest Service and the Fish and Game and Rotary, we usually have enough people to help out. And we, you know, sometimes we do get, I've had a few offers already to just for volunteers, so I've got them involved as well.
Terrific, because you should never say no.
Yes, I mean, if somebody wants to show up at, say, 6 a.m. Saturday to help with the structure, you know, I'm sure they would not be turned away.
There seems to be plenty to do. So Kids Fishing Day is at Swan Lake this Saturday, 9 a.m., and folks have to register?
Yes, ma'am. The children that want to, or the kids that want to actually fish in the fishing day, they need to register. Registration again starts at 8 a.m., and the fishing will start at 9. So if they want to put their name in to win prizes, they need to be registered.
Okay, and it goes on until what time?
Noon. We'll blow the horn at noon.
Oh, that sounds very official. So there's something for everyone at Kids Fishing Day. And like Troy said, there's going to be some fishing poles. If kiddos need them, there'll be safety and such. I'd like to thank my guests, Ben, Sharon, and Troy, telling us about Kids Fishing Day this Saturday at Swan Lake. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.